And you can tell them it's anything. You drinking an IPA?
I'm drinking my favorite Belgian triple ale. Devil's Backbone.
Oh, Coke Zero.
Yeah, it's a Coke Zero.
I don't even have the energy to do some off-topic cold open bullshit. Because I'm so infected with the Digimon trading card game at the moment.
It's pretty messed up. You're trolling our local Discord at the wee hours.
I'm always looking to try out some new edits to a weird deck I have. I think the last time I was playing this much Digimon was BT5. Like, I am constantly on the prowl to get a game going.
Yeah, and we were hunting back then. I am not as infected as you are at the moment.
I don't know. I agree that you're not, and I thought you were way less, but you came in today and just immediately started talking about Myotismon the second you came in my door.
Because it's exciting to see the cards. You had BT15 cards for the first time. We have BT15 cards for the first time.
Yeah.
And seeing a piece of paper with some English words on it is just the best.
It's life-changing.
But, I mean, still regardless of what... of how excited I was to see these cards, I don't feel like there's much for me in the meta right now. Everything I'm interested in has felt very lackluster when compared to anything people are playing, and I don't know what I want to investigate further right now.
Yeah, you're kind of...
I'm a free agent.
You're on the hunt for Viagra.
Okay.
I'd say, right? I think that's a good metaphor.
I think that's a metaphor.
But you get it. The audience, you get it? They get it.
I'm not making that sound effect to back up your point.
I think we should just get into it. Welcome to Security Checkpoint.
Oh, yeah. This is a podcast about... Sorry, thank you for reminding me. This is a podcast about the English format of the Digimon trading card game.
Like never before. It's really about it right now.
I'm one of your hosts. My name is JB.
My name is Quantumon.
And I miss my friend Nolan. We used to play video games.
We played Helldiver
2.
Helldivers 2 2 nights ago.
Yeah, and it was nice. It reminded me of a different time.
Last week?
And I felt nostalgia. Yeah, we're into it. Now that we're into it, yeah. What can you talk about now?
I have been aggressively trying to figure out the home I want to put Quantumon in. And I talked about Quantumon a lot a few episodes back when she first like got announced.
And in basically every conversation you've had since then.
Love her. She's so cool. She's like Chaos Degrade, but better. I have been aggressively testing where I want to put Quantumon, and I kind of want to take a step back because we didn't really get to... I mean, we talked about it on Arata Sonata, where we guest starred.
You should check out that episode.
We didn't really get to talk about finals on this podcast, which I won't go super deep into, but what I will say is that the security list that was piloted to second place, it was not running any holy waves. It was doing security control in a much different way than what I was doing, absolutely, and then what most people were doing. And it kind of super inspired me to realize that I have been kind of trapped in the security control deck shell that is like 35 cards. And I thought, I've got to have these 35 cards. I can make some snips here and there. But 35 cards is the shell of the control deck I want to play. And he kind of showed that it's really like 12, and you can then just do what you want. And I've been so inspired to try to figure out how I want to stop my opponent from having fun. And right now, my favorite way to do it is by running 4 Quantumon. I'm working on this list right now that is red base for that delicious Coromon egg that says when a security is removed from their stack, draw a card. So it's really attack and draw a card most of the time. With the small security control shell of 4 Magna Angemon, 4 Flame Hellscythe, and 4 Purple Tamers.
Not Chaos Degrade, you don't think?
I tried it, and it was clogging up my hand a lot.
Sure.
I don't get purple online that consistently. And what the deck is trying to do, unlike Security Control, is what I faced in Security Control and building up towards Nationals is I was playing 4 Harrismon in an attempt. This is so sad to say out loud. I was playing 4 Harrismon. Wow, such a big number. In an attempt to be able to swing at my opponent and make them play. And surprisingly enough, that wasn't enough.
Those 4 Harrismon.
So now I'm playing 12 rookies. 4 Ukomon. It's insane. 4 of the Agumon that gains a memory if you have a yellow tamer. And right now, 4 Giamon that says draw a card on swing. And my goal is to make the opponent start playing. Because I don't want them to set up and go perfect and then trash a bunch of security. Have the peak of stacks that mm-hmm. they could only dream of with infinite time. I'm trying to make them play. And then once they've started playing, respond to their stack with Quantumon and then close it out while looking in their security, which, man, I have never felt the true feeling of safety than looking in my opponent's security on turn 2.
And seeing just like some bullshit you don't need to worry about.
Yeah, like putting the worrisome card on top and then knowing when my Agumons can live in security thanks to the on-swing effect from Tai and Kari that gives security Digimon -2K when you tap it.
Sure.
So with that, I've been able to do shit like swing with Angemon, make sure it lives with my Tai and Kari, go into Quantum, put Quantum herself into security, and then to remove one card from their stack, and then swing with a rookie for game, which is a lot more complicated than playing a hybrid. I understand that. But that hybrid could also just be a Chaos Degrade when I need it.
Yeah.
Except instead of Chaos Degrading bottom trash top, it's bottom let me in there. Can I come in? There's no greater feeling than looking at the opponent's security turn 2 and knowing everything that's possible. Unless they're recovering. That's some bullshit. Don't bring that at me.
You used to be a yellow player.
I am. I'm running 4 Magna Angemon.
But if anyone else recovers.
1 Reinforcing Memory Boost.
Jeez.
4 Flame Hellscythe. I'm not running any degrades because I think they cost 8 and they were clogging up my hand. But Trident Gaia, I can play that off my egg color. I can play Crimson Blaze this way. And when I'm playing, I have Ukomon, Agumon, Quantumon has green, Azulongmon has blue, and Raremon has purple and black. My Heaven's Judgments go wild.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
I'm not playing any Dexmon right now because I don't need to. I'm trying to close the game out, which is a weird feeling of trying to kill the opponent, but I'm having a really great time doing it right now. I have another list that's trying to force Quantumons out, but this way with green hybrid, so that anytime the opponent starts playing, I JP goes into a 4-for-1 and then a 5-for-1 and then a Quantumon, which is the same mentality I'm trying to do here. No matter what you do, I can respond with Quantumon out of 2 memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of my whole personality now.
Green hybrids is a little wacky. It's crazy how slow it feels.
You have to set up.
I know. Having a turn of setup is death.
That new Terriermon, though.
The new Terriermon is good.
It says main phase once per turn, play a tamer, it costs 2 less.
It has to be a green tamer, which, okay. Sure. But you have to run so goddamn many tamers for that to hit consistently. And then where do you have space for the Bokomons to find the tamers when you don't have them? What are you doing?
We can only play like 1 Bokomon in the deck.
Yeah.
It's too stacked. Because we got to play like 12 rookies. We got to play like 12 tamers.
But it's like, where do you get the memory from, you know? That's the hard part.
That deck, I think, can run like green memory boost and have some. It could even run in training. I can't do that with this weird color mess I'm trying to make work.
JP says reduce the Digivolve cost. Yeah. Training wouldn't be able to target him anyway. Never mind.
Right, not until you go from... But, I mean, you just need 1 memory to get out of JP.
Yeah, and then you can do Rhino for 0. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually you don't even... You can just save it for the Quantum so you don't send them to 5. And, man, at first I was a little worried about Quantum costing 5. It's fine. I will gladly pay 5 memory to go into my opponent's security. You know how much, like, Omnimons used to have to work for that? With the X antibody and getting to level 7, putting stuff on the bottom. I don't do that. I just go into 6. And then
it used to cost a lot.
And then I get to look at the top card of my opponent's deck at the beginning of every turn and put it on the top or bottom. I'm having a great time playing the Digimon trading card game recently.
Do you think America is going to like Quantum Mon better than Japan?
They must.
Well, better than Japan for sure.
Japan barely touched it. At least from the list that I saw, like, there was a splash of it and like a Bloom Lord here or yellow hybrids there. But there was no focus on it. The list I'm running is I run 4/6s and they're all Quantum Mon.
I think most Bloom Lord lists in America are going to look at Quantum Mon.
Yeah, I think they're going to look at running 1 or 2 for their package. But honestly, with the tools we have now, do you think they even need Hydreigon anymore? Can't they just play a Quantum?
Yeah, Quantum Mon works better than Hydra a lot of the time. And also, it's another hit off of that Searcher Palamon that could find
fairies.
Bloom Lord and nothing else.
Yeah. I thought Quantum Mon is fairies and nuts.
Fairy? No, it finds fairies.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you said variant. I was like, oh no, what is...
There's no Quantum Mon variant, though. There's no alt art for her. That being said, I've opened...
You could be the reason they put one in.
Yeah, I could be. If I just keep playing her, and then if I just keep putting money into their game.
Mm-hmm.
There's a regional coming up in Texas at the end of next month. I might run this list. I might not. But whatever it is, I'm going to run for Quantum Mon, because that's entirely what I'm building around right now.
I might play. I might not. And if I do, it could be anything in those 50 cards. Okay, the place that I'm at, and we talked about this a little while ago. We like getting to the point in the card game where it's not about picking the best archetype cards. It's about picking the best cards. Like, you don't have to play archetype to have.
Yeah, you don't have to play all the cards that say Garurumon on them.
Exactly.
You just play the ones you think are the best.
And I'm bad at deck building in that kind of game. I'm bad at that. Mostly because I've never done it before for any card game ever.
You've built a lot of Digimon decks. I see you brew all the time.
Right, but not in the generically good TCG deck sense. I can build a serviceable War Greymon deck. I can build a Myotismon deck that won't win very much.
But it'll run the engine that is given to us.
I can assemble the engine, but Bandai has stopped shipping instruction manuals.
Well,
they have...
They're different instruction manuals. This red Garurumon thing, I don't know what it
means.
What
do you do with that?
Yeah.
Where do you put it? Do you play Glorious Shining Blast?
The Marcus card?
Sunshine Buster.
Oh, yes. Something Buster. It's restricted. You think we know. I remember I bought 4 copies of it on pre-release, and then I never played them, and they got restricted.
In any case, I'm running into the wall where it's no longer the case that I pick the 40 good archetype cards and the 10 good red cards.
The spice on top.
Yeah. And now I have to pick the 30 good cards and then the 20
cards
archetype
that,
package.
That complement that?
Yeah.
I think you can do it.
Of course I can do it. It's just fucking hard and I don't want to.
So what you're saying is you have to practice to get better at something and you're upset about it.
Turn the mics off.
You want to fight?
We're throwing down. Yes, of course that's what I'm saying. I'm complaining.
Yeah. Usually it's the other way.
What?
Usually I'm complaining.
Oh.
And you're just like, I'm playing this War Greymon, being happy. You haven't touched a Black War Greymon recently. Maybe that's why.
Because it did so bad.
When?
In our 3v3 tournament.
Did we
talk about that?
Yeah, so we didn't. We played in a 3v3 tournament with a local friend, Kyle. And you were on Egypt Black War Greymon, right?
Thank you, Safe.
Which I don't like as much. And I was on Yellow Hybrids, which was fun.
You don't like it as much.
My build was wacky that day. I think I made some last minute edits that were wacky.
And our team captain.
Yeah, was playing monkeys. Edamon, which did good in Australia.
The thing is, he didn't play traditional monkeys.
Oh, what was different about it?
I
couldn't watch. I was always having to stare at the red hybrids player across from me.
Traditional monkeys is like mostly Sukumon.
Yeah.
He played not a ton of Sukumon. Not very much at all.
Just Edamons?
Yeah, just the security Sukumon and the like the Jerrymon that says like trash the Sukumon, draw two. Trash the Sukumon, Edamon, draw two. And then he played like BT3 Edamon.
What's he read?
Which says on deletion, reveal top three, play an Edamon.
Yeah, and it was kind of disappointing because we all went in, including our friend Kyle, with our like pet decks, the things we were excited to try.
Kyle had immediately before this tournament been eliminated from day two of Nationals.
Yeah,
he was performing really well.
Yeah.
And was like, man, fuck it, I want to play monkeys.
Yeah, and we were on our pet decks. We were like, yeah, let's have a good time. And everyone we played against was playing their exact deck they played in Nationals.
I played purple 4 rounds in a row. Yeah,
I played red hybrids 4 rounds in a row.
It's rude.
Yeah. The problem is that the 3v3's tournament
had prizes.
Had prizing. They had specific Koromons and shit that you could only get in this tournament. So people came out for blood. There, people were out for blood, and we were trying to have fun. And I think we went 2-3 as a team.
I was so happy with that 2-3.
Yeah, I had a great time. And honestly, like at the end, I had finished losing to the red hybrids player, and we were like, "Do you want to play a full set?" And he was like, "Yeah, yeah." And then they kicked everyone out, and I just wanted to keep playing Digimon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm at now. There is a I signed up for every single online tournament I could get in the next 3 months, which wasn't a lot. They're always sold out. But in 2 weeks, not this weekend, but next weekend, I'm playing in an Ultimate Cup where APOC is legal.
That sounds miserable. I've played that card exactly 3 times, and it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's bonkers.
I'm shocked that card was printed. Like
a card you can play for 3 that says get an on play from a level 6 and then mill 8.
Mill at least 8. If
you don't deal with it.
If that stays on the field for 2 turns, you lose.
Yeah. There's a reason it's going to 1. I'm surprised it's not going to 1 sooner, but I guess they got to give people time to use the secret card they pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably just going to take what I'm working on. I might put a merciful mode in there, but I can aggro out an APOC player if they don't get the nuts. But what if they get the nuts? That's webcam too. I haven't played webcam in so long. I'm gonna get so mad.
It's so sketchy too. Like opening with Apocalymon in hand feels like cheating.
Yeah. And I'm gonna have to be that guy that's just like, hey, where are your hands? They're not in the webcam shot. I have to assume they're off screen harvesting Apocalymon.
Yeah, he's got 8 of them sleeved on the side of the cam.
God, I hate webcam. We need a real. We need a reg.
Whoo!
We need a Bandai sim.
Yeah,
that we can play tournaments on. I would really like that because playing Digimon online, honestly, it's not healthy for me because I can just like shoot 6 games real quick.
Yeah,
back to back to back to back. I can just slam them through, and I haven't been playing a lot of Street Fighter lately. I've been playing a lot of rhythm games. I've been playing a lot of Digimon.
I've been playing a little Digimon. I get a couple games in at 2 a.m. when nobody's mad if you get to a bad board state and you're like, yeah, I fucked up. GG's.
Dude, I get so
many
people mad.
It's 3 in the morning. That's cool.
So many people get mad when I go into Quantum and they have to read it. And then at the beginning of their turn, I'm like, hey, wait, you drew a card. You're not supposed to. I need to name my thing. They just leave.
Imagine if they were playing for Elo. They couldn't leave.
Yeah, they'd be stuck there in me, with me looking at the top card of their deck every turn.
You're trapped in here with me.
Yeah. But all of this is to say, I really like the Digimon trading card game right now. And
I recognize that it's good, but I'm liking it less.
You just gotta find your stuff.
I just gotta find my nut. I'm looking for a nut.
And honestly,
do you have one for me? I like pistachios.
I think you need to take a break, go on vacation, and play
Dragon Ball
Machine.
Super when it comes out. Oh,
I was gonna say Slot Machine Blackware Greymon.
Oh,
but those starter decks I think come out this week.
I just need their online client. Because you know what game doesn't have 800 cards for me to pick and choose from? Dragon Ball Fusion World.
Is it Fusion World?
Yeah, it is Fusion World. I'm going to play Frieza. It's crazy that yellow is just Frieza's color. I don't know of any other yellow cards besides the Frieza army.
Oh, the open bit is closed now.
Yeah, but it's going to be released, I think, this month.
This month?
I believe.
February 2024.
That's now.
Is it? Have you looked at the rules? Is it different than the old one?
I've looked at the rules. It is not different from the old one.
They're just.
I don't know. I don't get it.
They didn't want to make a format. They just said go again.
Which I get. That's what WoW did.
Yeah. With Hearthstone.
Yeah. No. With WoW Classic.
Oh sure. Yeah. I think isn't League of Legends doing it too now?
I think
maybe
so.
That one's fan run. But nostalgia is what sells. That's why we're getting Sonic 3 in theaters.
But I don't think Fusion World is old cards.
No, it's all new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at least it's not nostalgia poisoned.
Yeah.
It's just.
But just why?
It's just new card game poisoned.
It's just crazy that they said instead of doing a format where things will cycle out, we'll just make another card game.
And maybe that one will have formats.
I wish.
What if they don't give it formats, and in 6 years they're doing it again?
Yeah, they just start it over. This time it starts with Frieza.
They could do that with Digimon.
They really could. They've learned so much. I think if they started over, our first set would be drastically different than Blue Omnimon Mirrors.
If we get to BT20, if we get to BT20, and they're still like, yeah, no format. I think that's. Let's try again.
The more I've thought about the format thing is that cards are getting so much better. I don't know if formats are necessary unless they are things like every card. There was this thing in Netrunner that was really cool where your deck was one main color. And if you were to put other colors in it, they all had a point system. And you're only allowed like 10 or 20 points in your deck. So any card outside of your faction cost you deck building points. I think something like that could be cool to try to say you can only have so much big power in your deck. Things
yeah.
that were considered so good they were on a point system.
Oh,
but do
sure.
we really need to ban cards that are super old? Do we really need to rotate them out? Like, they're not that strong in comparison. They're usually small building tools.
Yeah, I guess having a set rotation doesn't really serve anything but the decks that get consistent support.
Yeah, so I think until Digimon finds a place where every new set doesn't drastically change the power curve as much as offer new mechanics, new flavor, new keywords. Until we get to that point, I don't think a rotation is necessary, but I do hope we get to that point and we could do like a 2 or 4 year rotation. But the problem is right now, the way we're getting better is we're going along with the ride of power creep.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's not bad.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, like I would
stuff is still relevant.
Yeah.
I don't think
you before we played today or before we started recording, you're basically playing Megazoo.
Yeah.
Which is Dark Master's Omnimon Turbo, I guess you'd call it.
I don't know if even like I don't think Mother D Reaper even has been like fully power crept out. I could see a build of that being competitive.
So. Oh, I'm sure. It's just the problem I would not say it's a problem. The thing about D Reaper is it's plain. It's
sure.
not fun to look at.
But just as an example of something
yeah,
that
yeah,
is
absolutely.
Not recent and
yeah.
still powerful.
Yeah. But I still see people playing Searchers, like in Apocalypse and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. It's great. ADR01.
Yeah. He costs one most of the time.
But regardless, I'm not going to be able to look into any of this Digimon stuff. I've got Japanese teenagers who need me.
Persona 3.
Reload.
They shoot themselves in the head.
Okay, am I making this up? Or was there, like, multiple news stories about this game when it came out for the first time?
I don't remember, because I think at that time there were so many stories about violent video games that they all kind of blended together. I will say one thing that's nice looking at Persona 3 is how much, what's it called, Atlas? How much Atlas has learned in their design comparing 3 to 5. They've gotten much better and continue to get better at making the JRPG experience as quick and painless and as fun as possible.
You have so many days to fuck around and do whatever.
That's awesome. To not have to be super stressed about who you're hanging out with.
You are not on a time crunch at all. And because of the way my brain is, whenever I go into Tartarus and, you know, do the grind, I'm making the most of it and doing like 30 floors of it.
Yeah. So you can eat ramen more.
Spending like, you know, 3.5 hours on that session.
Yeah.
Only to like the next day, skip the next like 8 days in a row. Just like, hang out with Junpei, eat ramen, hang out with Junpei, eat ramen, hang out with Junpei, eat ramen, please, as fast as I can. And it's a deeply silly game where you shirk your responsibilities to eat food that makes you smart.
I mean, that's how you can play it.
What?
That's how...
That's not what...
that's one of many roads. I'm still very... I think I've gone to Tartarus one time. I'm mainly playing it before I go to bed. And it hasn't grabbed me like Persona 5. None of the characters have that have a personality that makes me want to know more.
One thing I really liked about it was that they skipped a lot of the exposition, a lot of the tutorial.
Oh yeah, that's great.
You get right into like the day cycle, but yeah, the story does take a while to kick
get
off.
Good. Yeah, I hope it's got to be soon. And I have to, I think it's important for my sleep schedule to play Persona 3 at night, because last night I tried to play a game of Digimon on my laptop before bed, and I was up for 2 hours thinking about edits to my list and what I could do to Green Hybrid. It's not good for sleep.
It's not.
Quantumon is not good for sleep.
Persona 3 ain't a lot better.
For me, it's a lot calmer, because my paths are, they feel a lot more limited, whereas like if I can put one card in my list from thousands of cards, I'll get lost.
How many hundreds of cards are in the Digimon trading card game? Are there 1,000 unique cards?
Yeah, because each set has like 150 unique cards.
Oh yeah, and we're on 15
with five, six EXs?
Five EXs.
A bunch of weird promos.
Eight starter decks.
Yeah. No, we're at like 12 starter decks.
Oh, I think we have 1,900 Digimon cards.
There's surely a way we could find out. How many Digimon cards?
No fucking way. I would bet any amount of money that there's no way to find out.
How many Digimon cards? Totalcards.com.net.
Total?
This isn't helpful. If it just said a number.
Yeah, I think you could do it with some math, but I don't think you're going to find a number. How many Digimon cards are there? 863 posted 2 years ago.
Oh, God. I'm just going to post in our...
Nolan's just messaged our local Discord server. How many Digimon cards are there?
Sometimes I post weird off... Like, once I posted at 2 in the morning, what does DP stand for? And I was told Digimon Power.
No fucking way!
Right away, Kyle says 2,563.
That's my team captain!
Holy! I bet he knows that from... You know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The thing we can't talk about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's 2,563. I believe this man. He could just be lying to me, but I believe him. That's up through BT16. That's great.
Thank you
for that clarification.
Holy shit.
So in Japan, we're probably close to 3,000, or if not past it.
Man. I'm in awe. I don't think we'll get anything more exciting than that.
Yeah, that's it.
We're gonna try out doing 30-minute weekly episodes.
A little bite size.
Yeah, see what that's like.
If you like it, you can tell us. If you don't, you can also tell us, and we'll figure out what to do from here. There's not gonna be baggage claim. Huh.
I'm
My body's tense.
I think we kind of did it, though, you know?
Yeah, but there's no mute.
Can change that.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that? Welcome to Baggage Claim, and thank you for listening to Security Checkpoint. You can find us on Twitter at SEC Checkpoint. You can email us at seccheckpointpod@gmail.com. You can put a little question in the Spotify box.
Or Twitter.
Or
email. Not everyone listens on Spotify. Should we put this on YouTube? People say they listen to podcasts on YouTube. Would you prefer if this was on YouTube, viewer?
You can catch me at your local party. Yes, I crank it every day.
Have we not done that before?
Surely I've done
that. I think we've done that before.
Yeah. You can't touch this.
I can't believe you wouldn't let me break copyright claim for that one Who Wants to Be a Millionaire episode. Turn this shit off. Good night.